Hey everyone, welcome back to the Snack Shack. Last episode, we talked about hunger and appetite, how they work and all that good stuff. Today, we will be talking about digestion and the absorption of carbohydrates. Specifically carbohydrates, because if you know me, you know that I do not hold back on the baked goods. Now, we think we know a lot about digestion. I mean, we all learn about it at school, right? You chew, swallow, stomach and intestines work, then we throw out the trash, but it is definitely not that simple. It takes a lot of teamwork to digest food, and it starts as soon as we put it in our mouths. Essentially, it starts when we start chewing our food. By chewing, we mechanically digest the food by breaking it down into smaller, more digestible pieces. Surprisingly, the work in the mouth doesn't stop there though. Our saliva also has a role. Remember last episode, I said that our senses prepare us for digestion through signals and we start salivating? It's just that. Our salivatory glands in the mouth release saliva, and the saliva chemically digests the food, which means it breaks it down with enzymes, which is also made easier after the mechanical digestion side of things. After all that, the food is bolus, and we swallow. It goes down our esophagus and is pushed down with muscle contractions, and eventually reaches our stomach. There, the bolus mixes with the gastric juices and is mechanically digested with muscle contractions and chemically digested with hydrochloric acid, pepsin, and gastric lipase, which digest protein and fat, respectively. The bolus is now chyme, and digestion continues in the small intestine. Now, a lot happens in the small intestine. As is standard at this point, it is mechanically digested with muscle contractions. Besides that, there is a mighty amount of chemical digestion happening because at this point, the nutrients need to get absorbed. So, the pancreas releases pancreatic enzymes to break the nutrients down even further, and bile produced by the liver and stored in the gallbladder is also released to help break down fat. So as you can see, there are quite a few accessory organs that do a lot. Once broken down small enough, all the nutrients except fat enter the bloodstream through the villi in the small intestine, and fat enters through the lacteal because it's too big to enter through the villi. Now, my favorite part, the carbohydrates. They go through everything I just mentioned, but to clear up the air, not all nutrients are chemically digested at every point, and they are broken down by different enzymes in the body. For example, carbs get broken down in the mouth and small intestine, but not in the stomach. This is because the acid in the stomach neutralizes the enzymes meant to break down carbs, so chemically speaking, nothing happens. And even in the mouth and small intestine, carbohydrates are only chemically digested with enzymes ending in amylase, like salivary amylase and pancreatic amylase. And that's basically it. Now you know just how much happens after you've eaten. Take care of your organs, guys. They do a lot for you. See you in the next one.